Now, a word of warning. The subject of our next report may send a shiver down your spine as it concerns that most reviled of all creatures, the bedbug. Few words strike such fear in the minds of weary travellers, beleaguered homeowners and urban apartment dwellers. One city that's been hit particularly badly by the scourge in the last decade is New York. Lorcan Clancy went to the Big Apple recently to find out more about the insect that's been dining on us for many thousands of years.
Here in New York City, bedbugs are big business.
Bedbugs are taking over New York. Dial-A-Bug is your bedbug epidemic specialist.
What do you do? Get rid of them with Hotshot brand.
They have a little sucking mouthpiece and they put it into a vein. It's kind of like putting a water balloon in a hose or a spigot and seeing it sort of balloon like that and then pop open with blood.
Author and science journalist Brooke Burrell has a lot of experience with these blood-sucking creatures.
I had bedbugs 3 times in New York. The first time was in 2004, but it took a long time for us to even figure out what it was because it wasn't in the news a lot. Like a lot of other blood-feeding insects, they detect the CO2 coming off of your breath, they detect your body heat, and they hide in little cracks and crevices hidden out of view, and they come out while you're sleeping, take some bites, and then go back, and then come out a few days later, a week later, and do that again.
At the time of her first infestation in 2004, the exterminators didn't even think of bedbugs as the source of the bites. The creatures were rare at that point. They weren't in the news, and pest control weren't used to dealing with them. But that year marked the beginning of a resurgence in the bedbug population.
So it took a couple of months for us to figure it out, and then I thought it was just this sort of one-off weird thing that happened to me, and then I started seeing them in the news more and more, and then in 2009, I got them twice in the same summer in Brooklyn.
New York Council Speaker Christine Quinn has a message to the bedbugs infiltrating New York City. Drop dead. Now they seem to be back with a vengeance.
Brooke's encounters inspired her to write a book about the creatures called Infested: How the Bedbug Infiltrated Our Bedrooms and Took Over the World. In it, she traces the biology, culture, and history of these resilient pests.
They aren't known to spread disease, but as far as being able to spread the bugs themselves from one person to another, yeah, that is possible. I mean, they can spread on people's luggage, they can spread on other personal belongings through apartment walls and that kind of thing. There's some genetic data that suggests that the bedbug might extend back around 250,000 years.
It's thought that they originated in caves, feeding on bats, before setting their sights on our cave-dwelling ancestors.
Or maybe Neanderthals, something like that, living in those caves or occasionally seeking shelter in those caves. And some of the bugs started shifting their attention to this new food source and followed them out of the caves and then eventually just stayed with us over the millennia.
Cymex lectilarius, the common bedbug, seems to have emanated from the Middle East.
And they sort of spiraled out from that area with humans as humans started interacting more through travel and trade. In the US, they came over with the explorers or settlers and then started moving around this continent as people started spreading more west.
Bedbugs were part of American life right up until the mid-20th century, found everywhere from theaters to laundry baskets. This all changed during World War II with the advent of DDT, the insecticide used to fight mosquitoes and lice, spreading disease among troops and civilians.
It begins with the war-borne development of DDT. This diabolical weapon of modern science saved millions of humans, but killed billions of insects.
This pesticide helped to drop their numbers, to the point where it seemed like bedbugs were almost extinct.
It keeps right on killing them, week after week, month after month.
After the war, it was commercialized, and we were using it pretty extensively, especially in the U.S., but a lot of other places, too. They had DDT impregnated wallpaper, even, and they had dusts for your dog to combat fleas, and they used it a lot, and it happened to be very effective against bedbugs.
Stirs them up, drives them out of cracks and crevices, places that hitherto have been home sweet home for insects.
So why did they come back with a vengeance half a century later? It's down to a combination of factors. The insect species building up a resistance to DDT and increased global travel moving the newly resistant bedbugs around the world.
They're spreading in places they haven't been in a long time. The professionals who would deal with these things hadn't seen them in a long time, and it was a little slow of a reaction figuring out how to deal with them, and some of the tools they had to deal with them weren't necessarily working as well as they would have otherwise.
Although reports of bed bugs are down in New York, they continue to be a problem, and pest control continue to develop methods to combat them.
They're very hardy. As I worked on this book, I don't necessarily like bed bugs at this point. I would not want them again, but you do sort of grudgingly respect them after you hear their very long history and hear their story. They're survivors. They have figured out how to work out a niche that they can survive in that basically is our niche that we've made for them.
Nice, Lurkin Clancy with a very pleasant report indeed there on bloodsuckers in New York. In this instance, the rise and fall of the common, and rise again indeed, of the common bedbug. And we heard there from Brooke Burrell. Her book, Infested, is published by the University of Chicago Press.